If I were to break a promise that I made, would you really want me? Would you really want me to come clean? I mean, if it was nothing, just some loneliness on an empty.
Hey, everybody. Well, that was a real bad start, wasn't it? I mean, a nice song, but holy Christ. Hold on. Let's see if we can't fix this. Normally, this would be where Walking on Sunshine comes up. Does anyone know, does Katrina on the Waves have any other big hits? They have a song called Red Wine and Whiskey. Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I've heard worse intros to a radio show than Katrina and the Waves' Red Wine and Whiskey. You could do a lot worse than that. And then you come in right then. Hey, everybody, welcome. What else does Katrina and the Waves have? Que te quiero. Ooh, that's nice, too. Coming at you every weekday morning on El Tigre. Que te quiero. Bye. I hope it really kicks in. You know, you could talk this whole time. You could say everything we have coming up. We're going to call another great company that's fucking my grandma's corpse. We're going to talk about boobs. That's always good. Took a shit while looking in the mirror today. That's always a good time. We got a lot going on. This really provides quite a long time to lead in here, I would say, is the main problem with this song. We're at almost 45 seconds. I'm really out of stuff. Da-na-na-na. It needs to come in like right now. 2, 3, 4, go! No, see, it's too long. Should be right now. And all that coming up next on Helpful Snowman. That's not bad either. If you have a minute, if you could do a 1 minute lead in, that's pretty good. Let's see. Here's one called Mexico. Ooh, that's good too. Jesus. Got a lot of big topics today. We're going to talk about my dead grandmother and what she likes on Facebook. Me taking a crap while looking myself in the eye and what an unpleasant experience that was. And a whole lot more coming up. Helpful Snowman Radio. This is good. That's like if you have some kind of, you know, Hawaiian theme to your show. If I was a big fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt, that would be the perfect intro. So basically, if I was every other person who does radio, here's the Game of Love. I mean, this is a little 80s, right? But I could live with it. Me, 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 me. Love Shine a Light. Love Shine a Light. Ah, see, that one's not gonna work. The Sun Won't Shine Without You. Ah, no way. That's not gonna work. Is that all we've got? Sun Street? They really like light, sun, and love. Ooh, there's whistling in this. That's a good one. Let's just go through some of these real quick. Do You Want Crying? I could even do You Want Crying. This could work. Machine Gun Smith? Well, this is a great one. Wow. Let's see. Cry For Me? Okay, not that one. Rock and Roll Girl? Oh my god, that was some Little Richard shit. Woo! This is like the beginning of a Disney beach movie for sure. Kid's getting ready, putting on his shades, grabbing his surfboard and running out the door, because that's what you do when you're 8. I think that's most of the one. Let's see, That's the Way. Yeah, that's not bad. I could live with this. They have a song called Spider-Man. Ah man, this isn't as good as I thought. I don't know how this didn't make the soundtrack, though. Maniac House? All right. How could that have not made the, Spider-Man soundtrack? Like, seriously. You know, all these other crazy Nickelback songs and stuff. Let's see. Can you bring that up? Is that possible? No, it doesn't look like it. As made famous by... There's a bunch of karaoke versions. So we could just hear the music. What would you say if someone did this song as karaoke? I don't even know the words to... Who knows the words to this song? You know what I mean? Like, what would this be? I don't remember. I know it was about Spider-Man, vaguely. Coming in July! Spider-Man! 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 Coming to theaters in July! Buy yourself a large fucking Pepsi! Get some Pepsi tonight! Something like that. I have no fucking... I know there was a mention of Eagles. I heard this song 100 times. I like to blame just the fact that we were all excited about the Spider-Man movie. That was a thing. And so we said, all right, well, there's a soundtrack to it. Let's see what that is. And you're like, all right, that's total bullshit. But fuck it. They still made a movie. That's a start. As I mentioned... We are going to go ahead and call a company today. So here's what happened, for those of you who may have missed our last show. We had an issue. My grandmother's dead, long dead, in the ground. And her Facebook, all of a sudden, she started liking a lot of things on Facebook. You know, various things. Some crazy, some less crazy. Sean John. I mean, I know she did not like any of these things. Let's put it that way. Now, some of them, I thought, perhaps she liked them on accident. You know what I mean? She's a grandma. She clicks on a thing. It says, click here to, get a machine that unwraps Werther's original for you, and you're set. I don't know. I mean, my grandma definitely thought those were... medicine, not candy, which I don't think that's her fault. Like I said, if you had an aisle and you had Robitussin, NyQuil, and then Capri Sun in the same fucking childproof bottle right next to it, whose fault is it if they think that's fucking medicine? So here's the situation. I tried to contact the company and say, hey, you know, I think you should know that, all these likes you're getting are fake. I don't know who's selling them to you, but, you know, I guarantee you, because Big Wave Radio was the one I tried last. We may try and call them again. You know, it's normal business hours. We'll see if we can get in touch with them, too. But I said, you should know that this is obviously fake, and I can tell you why. Your Facebook page has existed only since my grandma has died. So it would be impossible for my grandma to like you. The guy basically didn't give a shit. I mean, he said, go memorialize your grandma. And I'm like, okay, probably my fault, you're right. So I figured, though, we should give them a call. You know, victimize them right back. So today, we're going to call a company called Training Mask. Now, I'm not victimizing them. That's the wrong term. That would probably be illegal on some level. I am just calling to get more information to better understand my grandmother as a human woman. Okay? I think that's the right thing to do. I don't really understand what Training Mask is. It just says, Training Mask simulates high altitude training. And it works by using resistance breathing techniques. So we're going to just give them a call and see what they have. Part of the problem here is that, a bunch of these companies, too, there's like a real estate. And I was like, oh, that'll be perfect. Look them up. They're in fucking India. I don't understand how people are making, How is this Facebook India real estate thing? Who is making money from that? How? You know what I mean? Who is like, oh, we've got you 10,000 likes for your India real estate company? You know, that sounds pretty good. Anyway, training mask. Let's see what happens.
Welcome to Elevation Training Mask.
Hey,
the
thanks.
The only mask that brings the elevation to you.
Ah, finally.
To reach a member of our sales team, please press 1.
What?
For distribution.
Let's press 1.
Hi, you've reached the personal assistant for Training Mask Sales. Training Mask Sales is not available at the moment.
Oh,
that
man.
Leave a voicemail.
Go leave a voicemail.
Speaking at the tone. When you are done, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Training Mask. I was just giving you a call regarding some Facebook problems I was having. I found you guys through my grandma's Facebook and was interested, but didn't really understand. I just wanted to give you a call. But I'm sure you guys, you know, you're a high altitude trading, so you're probably out running them mountains, huh? Or sitting on the couch doing a mask. I don't know. I can't really understand what's happening. So anyway, hope to hear from you soon. Love the website. Absolutely love it. I couldn't figure out because I didn't try how much this costs, but I hope it's less than $8. That's my price. So we'll negotiate later. Goodbye. All right. Well, that's not going to work. We'll have to try them again, huh? Not in the office, motherfuckers. Well, let's give Big Wave Radio a call again. By the way, that number is 1-855-365-WAVE, which is 9283. 1-855-365-9283. Go ahead and request your own music. Can see what they're playing right now, probably. Oh. 50 Cent, Eminem. Dial tone. I could see. Oh, and Adam Levine. Who is Adam Levine? Is that Avril Levine's brother? What happened to Avril Lavigne? Didn't she marry the Nickelback guy? This is all coming full circle, isn't it?
Hello, this is Big Wave Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is this like a request line? What goes on with this?
Yeah, this is the studio line. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd like to hear a song, please.
All right, what song would you like to hear?
Anything from Adam Levine. I'm listening right now, and sorry, go ahead.
Anything in particular, or just any Adam Levine?
I love everything that he's done.
All right, I'll get some Adam Levine on for you then.
Thank you. Is that is he related to Avril Levine? Have they done anything together, or is he just his own man?
You know, I understand that they're not related.
Ah, that's a pretty big disappointment.
They both have the same last name.
Oh, I see. Is that a common last name? I don't know. I've never heard that one, but...
You know, I don't think so.
Okay. So maybe. Maybe if they looked back, huh? They'd find a connection somewhere?
It's possible. Anything's possible, right?
That's true. That's true. That's a good attitude to have. I agree. Yep. Even, you know, you never know what happens after life, right?
That's true.
All right.
On for you.
I'll be waiting. Thank you so much. Big Wave forever.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, take care, buddy.
What a nice gentleman, huh? Fuck that guy. Is that their slogan, Big Wave forever? I hope that's their slogan. I have no fucking idea. Well, good. We'll give them another call a little later. You know. Then we can make this a regular thing. Now I know. Now I know when they're on, see? Last time we called a little too late in the day, but this time we did it. So that's, we did it. Gave a couple calls. We'll try the mountain trainers too again. Send me some music. Here's a problem. I don't know what to ask for. Should have asked for that Chad Kroeger Spider-Man song. I'm going to write that down. That'll be next time. We'll see what they say. I have a hankering for that one. I've got that written down. So next time, look forward to that on our next show. We'll try another, Grandma Corpse Fucker Company, and we will call and ask about a Spider-Man song, too. We'll just keep calling, and they can keep enjoying. I did have a shit story. My ever-popular shit stories. The other day, yesterday, I guess, I stopped in a Starbucks. I was very tired and had to buy a coffee. First, I got so tired, here's what happened. I was so hungry, I went to go drive to this stupid burger place, and it was fucking closed. It had been closed for hours. Yelp did me wrong, those motherfuckers. Go there. So then I just go, what's close? A place called Firehouse Subs. You guys ever been there? This place fucking sucks. Here's what it is. You go in there and it's like a company started by a fireman. You're like, oh wow, a fireman figured out how to make a sandwich. I would never have believed that that's what they did best, you know? I thought they were axing down shit and fighting fires, but you're telling me maybe their expertise lies in sitting around making elaborate sandwiches all day. And not burning that. You know, it wasn't burned. It was toasted properly. I appreciated that. It's good to have a toasted sandwich. Nothing like hot sliced turkey to really settle the stomach. My stomach, when hot sliced turkey hits my stomach, it might as well be acid that's on fire. My stomach gets angry, I start to sweat, and feel feverish. This may explain why I had to shit so desperately. You know, you go in this firehouse place, too, and instead of a tip thing like they normally have, they say, would you like to round up to the next dollars to support our heroes? Which I thought was, you know, the Spider-Man from the Nickelback song. That's my hero. But it is firemen. Which, again, I don't understand why people act like firemen and policemen don't get paid to do their job. They get paid, right? Like, where's the restaurant? Or, you know, how come I don't get to just walk in fucking traffic with my shoes, holding my shoes up to a car and saying, hey, will you stuff a bunch of fucking money in my shoe? I have a job. You know, I have a job that I get paid for and basically do nothing all day. How about it? That seems, you know, if I could have the job, if my job was more like a fireman, where they said, okay, the overall mortality in your career is going to triple, you know, from nothing to triple. I know 3 times 0 is 0, but just hear me out, idiots. And if you're that into math, go listen to something else. Anything else, really. Just stop listening to this. Take your earphones out, throw your iPod in the nearest body of water. Fill up the sink and just dump it in there while it's still turned on. And don't take it out and put it in a bag of rice. Just let that fucker melt. I just don't, you know, if I could do that, if I could take 3 times the risk, but then I got paid a lot and I had to do nothing except for when I had to do something, when there was a book emergency, I'd be into that. That would be fine for me. I could live with that. I think I'd take it. And, you know, you work 48 hours on, but what that means, for 48 hours, you're at the firehouse. You're away from your family and shit. You just sleep there. You could just sleep the whole time and play pool. I mean, what are normal people doing on their time off if not playing pool and sleeping and making sandwiches and barbecue? Every firehouse in this country, I defy you to find a firehouse that does not have at least one grill out back. Now, what other workplace has a grill that's not a grill? You know, if it's a bar and grill, fuck you. Real funny. But totally unrelated to what they provide. In fact, the exact opposite of what they're supposed to provide. You know what I mean? That's like they're making a fire out there. They're supposed to put out fires. They should be eating nothing but cold sandwiches, cold cuts, ice cream, lots of water. Probably never a profession, too, that consumes more Monster energy drink as opposed to water or NAS, whatever one the drink is. I don't know which one's the drink and which one's the wrapper. They have one called CO2 or something, too. Other chemicals, who knows? But there's probably never been a profession that uses so much water yet wastes so much. Well, probably those oil guys. I feel like they aren't drinking a lot of. I feel like they head to the 7-Eleven. They don't say, I'm going to get a nice Fiji today. That seems. I like the bottle. You know, they went with a squared off design, which is pretty unusual. I like the audacity. No. Oh, I want this huge thing that's looked like it's camouflaged for some reason. So when it's in my cup holder in my truck, I see it and then think of the woods. You know, if the woods were filled with a crazy battery acid. So, I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Big Wave Radio, fuck them. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. So I ate the sub. They asked me if I wanted to donate to the firemen. I said no. And I didn't make a whole point of why not. Also, if you're that into firemen, I don't know why none of those people worked at the as firemen. They were all able-bodied, as far as I could tell. None of them were old. Seems like they could probably be firemen if they wanted. Hell, I don't know. I don't know. Why would you make sandwiches and be like, our tips go to fire? I'm sure the firemen are real appreciative, too. I'm sure the firemen go in there and they're like, hey, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, your dollars really went to save a lot of lives. Because let me tell you, that chili that we made was a real lifesaver. And we used the money from that, so thank you. Yeah, fuck that. I am starting to think that maybe firefighting is just a pyramid scheme. Maybe we just put all this money into it. There's no way we're putting that much money. And you know what else? By the way, you know, we don't need you to clean the truck off every goddamn 2 hours, okay? Feel free to clean the truck like once a week on Saturday when everyone else is cleaning their car. I don't need that truck to be spotless to come and save me from a fire. That is not necessary. Nor do I appreciate it, nor do I think it's a good use of your time and efforts. And if it is a good use of your time and efforts, then we probably don't need you, right? Or could you clean other... Why don't you just turn the firehouse into a goddamn car wash? And if you can clean a whole fire truck 3 times a day, my car should take you 4 seconds. Firehouse / car detailing. You should just open a car wash business. You got the hoses. You got uniforms. You could do it all. You could paint them red. You know, that seems to be a big thing for you guys, the color red. Even though fire is not red. I don't know if you've seen fire in real life as a fireman. I don't know if there's ever any point where you actually encounter fire. Not red, okay? I've seen blue, I've seen orange, I've seen green. Not once have I seen red, okay? So anyway, fuck them. And their hot turkey sandwich that I ate in the car made me have to shit desperately. Also, I felt so tired, so I decided to stop at a Starbucks because I thought, this is a perfect combination. There's going to be a bathroom here where I can probably take a crap, and I will be able to get a coffee. Starbucks is kind of my perfect store. If they sold, if every 2 years they sold shoes, I wouldn't need to go to another store. I had to buy new shoes. God, do I hate that. Go to the fucking shoe store. Now, I go to the shoe store. I will not go to a shoe store where a man dressed like a referee gets the shoes for me. And he's like, hey, big guy, what do you want, chief? How high do you need to jump day to day? And I have to say, well, I'm 29. And if I increase my vertical leap, I will probably hit the ceiling of my shithole apartment. So that's not in my goals there. That is not a big thing for me. That's just not realistic. Not a necessity, not a must. It's more like, what shoes, do you have any shoes that would make me just less sad? I mean, when I looked at them, I'd think, hey, that's nice. I look nice. Any shoes that would make me, appear taller and also more emotionally available? Do you have any shoes that say, hey, I'm emotionally available? I feel like sandals are pretty emotionally available. I mean, your whole foot's out there. You're willing to put it out there. Whether or not you sort of accept the feedback is a complete other question, but you do put yourself out to in a certain way. My shoes were coming apart at the seams, ripping. I heard them rip all down the side. But I made a discovery a while ago, because they ripped a while ago. If you wear black shoes, black tennis shoes, with black socks, pretty hard to tell when they're ripped, you know, unless you're wearing them and you feel all of the elements on your feet, without exception. Anyway, I had to go to the shoe store, and I go to the one where they have the stuff out. Fucking this lady, I'm standing in line, this lady shouts across the store to the people working. She's like, can I get some help over here? Which I cannot figure out what she would possibly want. They have all the shoes out. I guarantee you this is what she asked. Do you have this in a 10? And then they had to be like, bitch, look at the wall. Do you see a 10? Then no. That's what who set up the original shoe store where they're like, I have a great idea. Imagine going to the grocery store and instead of saying, I need a cucumber and walking over and seeing them and picking one out and putting it in your basket and walking away, we made it 100 times more complex. You walk in, you are greeted by crazy lights shining brightly as though you're on a basketball court. Chairs that don't even make sense to the human eye. That, you know, it's a balancing act. It looks like one of those wooden blocks that holds a wine bottle in a way that defies all the thing. If Einstein saw this, he'd fucking throw himself in a wood chipper. He'd say, all my efforts were wasted, and I just need to die. Then, you will be helped by a jovial man not of your race. Doesn't matter what your race is, they send out someone else. That's their policy. And he will say, Chief, bro, big guy, tiger, lion, leopard, cheetah, what can I get you today? And you say, I'm looking for some steel-toed boots because I need to do work. And he says, we do have Air Jordans. Are you aware of these? Shoes named after a man who has not played basketball for 15 years. Yeah. These are good shoes for wearing and cheating on your wife in, Juanita. So if you have a wife named Juanita and you're looking to get rid of her, I would say this shoe is a good start. She'll be pissed that you spent the money, and she'll start to question your value system. You know, I don't know. I don't think our athletes have to be good guys, but I'm not going to buy their shoes. You know, maybe everyone in Metallica is a shithead. I'll listen to the songs I enjoy. But, you know, I'm not buying a cardboard cutout of Metallica or something. I don't know what people buy. What is available? A Metallica-themed bumper sticker? I have no idea. So then you say, I will have a size 10 of those sweet Air Jordans. And the guy goes, all right, I will be right back. He goes into a back room for about 3 or 4 hours. And you sit and you watch. You watch a shoe guy awkwardly hitting on a woman as he's helping her put shoes on. Because as a man working at the Foot Locker, you've basically decided that your life, there is no limit or barrier to when it is okay to hit on somebody. It is always okay. There's no... There's no saying like, I'm at work, I'm going to just pass. Or, I don't know, I don't think I would talk to this person normally. So, you know, they kind of have to talk to me. I'll let them initiate something, but I'm not going to start anything. No, it's, so baby, let me touch your feet and put a shoe on you. And I'm wearing these khakis, but don't worry, they're the waterproof invincible ones. So when I come all over, it'll just drip harmlessly into my sock, which is where I jack off into anyway. So really, everything should be about the same for you. So after the guy comes back, I'm starving at this point, staring at the pretzels as they become more and more delicious looking from the shitty stand in the middle of the mall. He comes back and he'll say, all right, I didn't have that shoe in a size 10 or men's. But I do have a woman's 7.5 that's bright pink and purple. And he takes the lid off the box like this motherfucker is actually going to get you to put this shoe on. Why? Why would you even bring that out? Just to prove to me that you did have a version of it. I mean, you don't have that shoe anymore. Put it away. If that's the only one you have, if you only have one of the two shoes that's on the display, put the other one away and say, sold out. Or he'll bring you, I'll say, I got a 10. He says, I do have a 12. These run a little small. Why don't you try it on? And I say, okay, that sounds like a good idea. You know, 20% larger. If you have a size, why not just try something that's 20% too large? That would probably be just right. That would make a lot of sense. So you try it on, you walk around, and you think, as soon as you stand up, you don't even take a step. You stand up and you say, my God, how far do I have to walk around before I can just say, like, all right, so you're a fucking idiot, right? Like, are we done with this charade? Can I put these back in your hands and you'll put them back in tissue paper like I'm opening a goddamn gift? The whitest laces I've ever seen in my life that will not stay tied. And you'll take this back to that cave of shame. And what are you going to do when I leave the store with no shoes and you put that motherfucking shoe that I wanted in the first place back on display? What is the point of you? That is the worst job I can think of. Fireman. Just be a fireman. If those are your options, why is anyone working at Foot Locker? Here's what you do. You go to school to be a fireman. You take out student loans. You live on that shit. Then you become a fireman, then you die in 15 years, you don't pay that loan back, you're all set. Done. Easy. So anyway, I got the new shoes. So I'm taking a shit at Starbucks. That's where we cut to. Went up, had to order first, which I didn't want to do. I was hoping there'd be a line so I could go to the bathroom first, because what I ended up having to do was order, and then wait for, you know, when they're making the drink, I went and took the shit. So I know they know about how long I've been in there, and thinking about it, I'll sit there taking a shit usually and be like, all right, this is about when I would start to suspect someone was taking a shit as opposed to an innocent pee. When they're doing something in there that they know, despite biological urges, we all know that you have to do this, but shouldn't. So, take a shit, look up. The mirror is very low and facing directly the toilet. I can see the whole upper half of my torso and look myself in the eye while I'm taking a shit. You know, and I just had this vacant look. Have you ever seen the look of somebody who, like people looking in a webcam, doing something on their computer on webcam, but they don't know that they're on webcam. They're not looking at the webcam or considering that there are other people. That was the look I had, just vacancy, waiting for something to happen, which was good and bad. I mean, it's bad to have the mirror there. There are certain activities where you don't want to see your own face. Taking a shit is definitely one. Now, maybe you don't make a shit face. Maybe I don't. I mean, I wasn't that time. But without getting too graphic, this was not like an intense, crazy shit. This was actually a fairly normal shit. No problems, no hiccups, no shocking quantities or forces. There was a log of shit. It exited my body in a prompt and timely fashion, and I wiped. However, if I was taking an intense shit, maybe there is a face. Or this is one of the big things of, taping yourself having sex. That would be my thing. You know, I'd be like, can we just blur out my face? I don't care. We can put my name and social security number at the beginning. I don't care if people know it's me. I just don't want to see my own face while I'm fucking. It's got to be horrific. This is why people close their eyes in the movies, right? Because if I was making a movie, I'm talking like a softcore movie. Do people know what that is, like a softcore movie? This is where you would see a woman's topless and maybe her butt in a thong. And then they fuck in a bed, but they sort of cocoon the sheets around where the genital contact happens. And then they just sort of like rock on each other and moan. And there's a lot of fading in and out from, you know, topless woman fade into a candle, fade to topless woman again, rubbing her hand down her chest and the camera follows it through her breasts, fade to a crazy looking bathtub that there's no way is in that guy's house that's got a rose in it or something, fade to long shot of girl rocking back and forth on him and you can almost see the top of her ass crack, fade into morning. You know, it's a staple too of whether it be movies, hardcore, softcore, just regular sitcoms. Here's what happens a lot. They fuck, you know, these two people will get together, they'll fuck, and then it's camera on one of them waking up in the morning and they turn over and like the other person is gone or they're surprised the other person is there. Has anyone ever slept with someone for the first time and then been unaware? I mean, oh, I slept so great. No. When you sleep with somebody, especially somebody for the first time, you're like, this motherfucker was rolling around, snoring, annoying as shit, very warm, kicked me in the middle of the night right in the groin, started saying things that I didn't understand, but I think were racial incendiary type comments. It's not a peaceful, dead to the world kind of sleep we're talking about. It's awful. It, you know, it makes you regret. I gotta say, I wonder if there's gotta be people out there who've, you know, taken a pass on a one night stand because they said, I really just wanted to get some sleep, to be honest. I wanted badly enough to just get sleep that I said, I'm gonna pass on this because I just don't think I'll sleep well. Right? So anyway, that would be another face. I don't think I'd want to see my own face while I was ejaculating or banging. I mean, while I was ejaculating, that would be fine. That I'm sure that face doesn't last long. And really, it's like, that's like unfair. It's kind of like how in those magazines at the store, I don't know what they're called, Sun Times or some shit, and they'll take a picture of a celeb looking like shit, and you're like, well, that person is mid-sneeze. Yeah, I mean, if you take 1,000 pictures a second while someone is sneezing coming out of a store, they probably will look like dog shit. And then you're like, celebs without makeup? You're like, well, and I neglected to say they weren't wearing makeup that day because they had the flu and then, you know, the pharmacist beat the shit out of them. So they're puffy. So celebs on their worst day. I'd like to see, you know, the next celebs without makeup article. I'd like to see compared just to the average buyer of that magazine on their worst day. Because my God, you know, okay, if a celebrity is normally twice as good looking as a normal person, let's just say, I would assume too that at their worst versus the regular person's worst, you know, they're twice as good looking. Because I got to be, you know, they'll show Britney Spears at her worst. And I'm like, well, she's like at normal level now. That's a normal person. I wouldn't be excited. I wouldn't say, well, look at that hot babe. But I don't know if I'd look at her and say, Jesus, what a train wreck. Because I don't, you know, I have no comparison. I'm like, that's probably her face. She's probably just got a crappy looking twisted face, just like everybody else. So that's, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other times you probably wouldn't want to see your face. I think people make funny faces when they're taking pictures. I don't know if that happens as much anymore with the camera phone. When you had to put your eye up to that thing, people would like squint. You know, they'd get these intense faces. They'd grit their teeth. They acted like they were goddamn snipers in Desert Storm, trying to make a 3-mile long shot with some crazy gun. It's like, I think you'll probably be able to get them in the frame. I think you could do it. Just try. I mean, you could try 10% and probably pull it off. I don't know. When else? I'm sure there's a lot. You just let me know. You guys let me know sometimes. You would not want to be photographed, especially. I mean, no one ever wants to be photographed unless you're out of your fucking mind. Um, Oh, I had a discussion that I needed to cover. Something that makes me upset. So, at work, I was talking about my possible wives list, which consists of two people. One is a sort of co-worker's mom. You know, everyone says, oh, that's really unrealistic. Isn't she married? That's what they always say. And I say, yeah, a lot of people are. If I'm going to just go for people who are unmarried, I don't really have a lot of options, do I? You know, love finds a way. So does toleration, let's call it. So the other one is this author. Her name is Gail Carriger, spelled like Carriger. Now here's what happened. My office mate came back from some kind of convention and saw this woman give a speech. And she looked at me and she said, I just saw her give a speech. She has the biggest boobs I've ever seen in my life. And I said, okay, you know. So what are we talking about here? What's the biggest? Because people like to exaggerate. And she said, well, she was wearing like some kind of Victorian corset business, but it was distracting. I did not pay attention to anything she said because she just had these big boobs and they were just out there. Pow. You walk in, they filled the room. They had to clear the two front rows of people. And I said, okay, I'll Google. This is worth a Google. So I Googled her. Sure enough, busty lady. That's for damn sure. You know, author seems to enjoy that. So I said, all right, well, she could be on the list. She's made the list. Now, this is where we needed to discuss something, I think. And here's why. As a man, if you express a preference for large breasts, you are made to feel like a juvenile, a fool, like you have a lot of growing up to do. It's the equivalent of if I said, I don't really like movies for adults at all. You know, they say, okay, did you like Pulp Fiction? And I'm like, no, I really just watch old DVDs of Darkwing Duck. Or, do you like Citizen Kane? And I say, I mean, I think that the DuckTales movie is better. And I have no nostalgia for these things. They're just what I prefer. It's like that, but it's almost worse. It's like pervy. It's like if you like breasts, you're pervy somehow. I think this is unfair for a couple very good reasons. Number one, I don't think people have a whole lot of control over what they enjoy physically about other people, right? Because if I could, and I think most other people would do the same, I would just get real into people who are extremely unattractive. Because that would work out great, I think. You could have this nice company all the time. You wouldn't have to worry about any, you'd never have to worry about it. You know, what if I got into like 55 to 60 year old women was my wheelhouse? It'd be perfect. If that was just, I saw an average looking older woman, horrible looking jeans, body shape that's not even defined by a fruit. There's no fruit that just comes in that sort of format. And I was just say, damn. You know, I was the guy, you know, they always joke about like a group of women going out and having the one ugly friend so they all look better than that person. If I was attracted to the ugly friend all the time, that would be perfect. I think that could work out really well. But it's just not, it does not work that way, does it? You cannot pick. We don't get to pick. You know, I gotta believe, I don't know. I don't want to compare people who like big boobs to pedophiles, okay? But I don't think pedophiles pick to be attracted to kids. Why would you pick that? You're just like, well, I want to have a really terrible life where I'm pursued by the law constantly and have to choose between feeling any sort of fulfillment or ruining a child's life and being in prison. And that seems like a good thing to pit against those two things against each other. So I'm going to go punch the card. you know, fill in the dot that says, I mean, did that happen to everyone else, like in elementary school, and I just was sick that day? That was on a Monday, which I missed almost all of in third grade or whatever. We all got a Scantron, and you had to fill in a bubble of, like, what do I want to be attracted to? I was sick, so they just filled one in for me. You know, they're like, eh, he seems kind of out of it. Let's just put boobs. That'll be fine. You know, I don't know. I mean, and then some other kid filled in pedophile because he was just like, oh my God, I thought that meant something else. Oh, shit. Well, you know, I better get into it now while I'm still a kid because then it's okay. Or, you know, he just filled, he's like, oh, fuck, I meant to put in B. Did I put C? Damn it. Or those are the kids that didn't use the right kind of pencil. Then they just got fucked. The machine just says, like, oh, that's why you got to use the number 2, because number 1 always just reads as pedophile on the sexual preference test. That seems like how, that's how people treat it. Okay, like you've made some kind of decision, or, you know, you didn't overcome this attraction in some way. You're, like, supposed to grow out of it or, you know, become, like, more enlightened. Now, I'm not saying that that's the only thing I'm attracted to or that it's not even a deal breaker, but it doesn't hurt. And I'm tired of hiding in the shadows, damn it. Hiding in the shadows of, you know, large breasts. They make the bigger shats. Okay. Here's another thing. I think that when it works the lady way, it's okay. But when it works the guy way, it's like juvenile and trashy. I'll give you this example. If I said that I was very attracted to a woman who is known to be like a total airhead, out of it, kind of dopey, great body, but that's how she was, people would say, okay, let's say Katy Perry, and I was like, I am so attracted to her. People would probably think, all right, well, he just wants like a sex doll. You know, that is not a good guy. However, the female equivalent, let's say a Matthew McConaughey. I've heard many a person say, he seems dumb as a rock, but I'd have sex with him. Right? He's attractive. I can't help myself. But when you're a lady, it's like cute, it's fun, it's lighthearted, it's not a big thing. And it's weird because it's like, I don't. What do people assume? That if I said, like, I'm real into Katy Perry, I'm going to try and fuck Katy Perry, that's realistic on any level? You know what I mean? Or when you say you like Matthew McConaughey, I assume that you're not actually going to fuck Matthew McConaughey. And if you did, I'd be like, hey, good for you. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's not the smartest guy in the world, but who cares? He's got other things. It's not all about that. I don't know. So I think that there's like a little bit of a bias here. It's okay if you're a lady to like a guy for a pure physical form. However, it's not okay as a guy to do the same thing. That means that you are like emotionally dead or that you are wrong. Or something. I don't know. I don't really understand. You know, Magic Mike. What is the male equivalent of Magic Mike? What is my Magic Mike? If you say Showgirls, I'm going to assume that you've never actually seen the motion picture Showgirls. Because I don't think Showgirls was made for men. I don't know who it was made for. I don't think it was made for women. I don't know if it was made for human people. But I'm telling you that there is no Magic Mike for men. Why? Why is it that we can see, like, guys dancing around topless, and that's cool, but women dancing around in a similar situation, a PG-13 situation, well, that's just low lives. What, Coyote Ugly? Is that the closest? Coyote Ugly is a terrible movie. You know, I credit that with killing John Goodman's career. My beloved John Goodman finally makes the jump to movies. Isn't this Coyote Ugly? It looks like it's star-studded and maybe it's going to be great. Total piece of shit. He got fucked. And I'll never forgive that movie for that. Or, you know, there's room for a Channing Tatum to make a Coyote Ugly. Who from Coyote Ugly went on to stardom? You know, the weird blonde? The skinny blonde? The angry non-blonde? No. Nobody. They're all crap. So I think there's like a bias there. Also, finally, I think, and I don't know this, but I do know that in some cases, and I will explain. I think that women are also prejudiced against other women who have large breasts. And in this way, I was talking to a lady I work with. She's telling me about her son's new girlfriend. So her son is dating this new girl. And she mentioned about how she didn't trust her in that way of like she's a fast tracker. And I asked a little bit after that, and she said something about how she had large breasts. And I said, well, that's not very fair. You're assuming because she has large breasts that she's whipping those bad boys out all the time. You know, that somehow she is jumping in the sack. Now, I don't recall the part also where we went to school and got to select what kind of parts we were going to have. You know, obviously, if you've seen my penis, you would know that I had no hand in picking it. He had a hand in picking at it. Long career there. But in selecting, you don't really get much of a choice. I don't know. That would be like saying, I don't trust the guys who have long fingers. Okay. Well, that seems fair, I guess. I don't know. Or guys who have huge balls. They are ready to jump in the sack at a moment's notice. Or if I said, like, oh, a long-legged woman, that's a slut. I would sound like a crazy person. But a big-breasted woman, that's another story. So there's like a prejudice there. And I think it's unfair. I think you guys should treat each other nicer. I'm not prejudiced against a guy who has huge balls. I'll say good for him. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't really understand how he walks around with those huge balls. I bet his back hurts from lifting those balls all day. But hey, it's part of who he is. God damn it. So here's all I want to say for real to summarize the final thought. Some people like boobs, some people don't. Has nothing to do with anything other than they do or they don't. So when you chastise someone for liking large boobs, you're the bad person. You're creating a negative stereotype and propagating it. I'm going to start an alliance of men who are smart and professional and like boobs. Lesbians are also sort of welcome. Case-by-case basis. I don't know. I said they were welcome and then decided I didn't know how I felt about that. Immediately after I said it. Okay. We're good for today, right? We've hit a couple of groups. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call that big wave. Ask for some songs. I'll probably do the same, you know? Ooh, that's still the same song. I don't want that. I don't want that song ever again. We'll call and ask them for that later. Maybe if you guys all call and ask for the hero song, and I'll call and ask for the hero song, they'll get too many requests to deny. They'll have to play it. Keep listening. I don't know. Keep doing whatever the hell you're doing. You guys seem to be doing great, right? Feeling good, looking good. Have a good night.
Just some loneliness on an empty road. If the whole time I had my eyes closed, if it was just a night, nothing pretty to hold on to, no light in those stars. Just once could I leave it in the dark. It'll never I never learned his name. Could it stay?